What is a haycock?
That's what people sold a lot of land, you know, and hogs, you know, and get it, you know, and paid. And they take a mowing machine, a hay bale or something, get in there, you know, and cut it, you know, and bale it, you know. I don't know whether you've seen that or not, but you've seen bales of hay. I've seen people actually haul hay that way.
Where are the cows taken to be milked?
How are they?
Where are the cows taken to be milked?
You take her to the corn, too. Put her in the lot, then. And you have your cow lot deal, you see. Keep the cows separated from your mules and horses. Hold them one man like that, you know.
Okay, what do you call a shelter for the cows then? The shelter for the cows. Where are the cows kept?
Well, you keep that all out there around your barn. You keep all that around your barn there.
What type of equipment is used for milking a cow?
Well, some people put them in a brace, you know, and you have them stool and sit down there and milk the cow with your hand. They didn't have your thing with you put on the cow man and lift. People done all they did with their hand. You know.
What about the place where pigs are kept? What do we call that?
Call that a hog lot.
What about what do you call the place in your yard where tobacco may be grown? If you grow tobacco, what do you call this area where this tobacco is grown?
You go that tobacco yard out there, your tobacco farm is one you want to now see.
When I'm speaking of a patch, how big a piece of land am I talking about?
A patch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just a little small, what, a land, something like 3 or 4 acres, something like that. Maybe probably just be an acre.
Could you discuss some larger, what do you call larger areas than a patch?
Oh, that man got a big valley, got something like about 100 acres in past.
Are there some words for a piece of land that's larger than a patch? Are there some words that you might call this?
Call it a farm, you know, on the farm, or something like that. You call it farm pasture.
Are there any particular crops that are grown specifically in a patch?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of crops would be grown in a patch?
Cotton, corn, potatoes, watermelon, one thing like that. Anything you want to grow in there, you plant it in there and wet it. Well, a lot of wet it good, but...
Oh, excuse me.
When it gets grown, well, you harvest it in then, when it gets what you call ripe, you know.
Right now I'd like to talk a little bit about fences. Could you tell me the kind of fence, a garden fence with paling sharpened and often painted white? Could you tell me a name of a garden fence where the palings are sharpened, the top of the fence is sharp at a sharp point and it's often painted white? What might we call that kind of fence?
Oh, you call that what you might call it, then you fish that in, you know. You buy chicken, wire, something like that, you know. That fish it in, you know, and call that your chicken yard. Breed them, or let the chicken breed out there, you know, something like that, you know.
Could you give me the names of some different kinds of fences that people use?
Different name of fences?
Mm-hmm.
Barbed wire fence, rail fence, hog wire fence.
What's a hog wire fence?
That's put in by hog wire. Told how many feet you wanted to high, you know. You can get it 4 feet high, you can get it 5 feet high, even 6 feet high. And build around, you know, build your fence, dig as you want, you know. Well, you put your gang of holes in there and raise the holes, you know. For the market, one thing like that, you know.